From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Former United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan is meeting with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in the capital of Damascus today. The visit is aimed at achieving a ceasefire between government forces and rebel fighters. And as the BBC's John Donison reports, Annan wants to get the two sides talking.
Kofi Annan, no stranger to the world's conflict zones, is only expected to be in Syria for the weekend. He headed straight for talks with President Bashar al-Assad. He's expected to demand a complete ceasefire from both sides, access for humanitarian aid, and for political dialogue between the government and the opposition. It's not clear if Mr. Annan will be able to meet with any opposition leaders. The former head of the UN has said he is against foreign military intervention, which has angered some in the opposition who believe it's too late for talks.
The BBC's John Donison reporting there. At an Arab League meeting in Cairo, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov defended Moscow's veto of a draft UN resolution on Syria, saying at what's described as a tense meeting that the Russian veto was aimed at protecting international law rather than any regimes. Meanwhile, activists say Syrian forces are shelling the northwestern city of Idlib today. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. is trying to help South Korea and other nations find alternative energy sources amid tensions with Iran. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
U.S. legislation calls on countries around the world to stop buying oil from Iran and threatens financial penalties if they don't. Secretary Clinton says she knows this is difficult for them and the U.S. is trying to help.
We're not only talking with our friends like the Republic of Korea, but also oil-producing partners about boosting production to shore up price stability and offer alternative avenues of supply.
She and her South Korean counterpart also said they would work closely together as they try to revive talks on North Korea's nuclear program. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The race for the Republican nomination for president turning to Kansas and Wyoming today. Caucusgoers in those states will unveil their preferences. Guam's nine delegates have pledged their support to Mitt Romney. Newt Gingrich has been campaigning in the South ahead of Tuesday's primaries in Mississippi and Alabama. Rhonda Miller of Mississippi Public Broadcasting reports.
The crowd of 300 at Gulfport High School applauded Newt Gingrich for his promise that if he's elected, no American president will ever again bow to a Saudi king. Gingrich criticized President Obama for his opposition to the Keystone Pipeline and to drilling in parts of the Gulf near Louisiana and Texas, as well as in Alaska.
If I'm going to choose between creating jobs in Saudi Arabia and creating jobs in Mississippi, I pick Mississippi.
The promise of jobs plays well in Mississippi, where the unemployment rate is 10.4%. For NPR News, I'm Rhonda Miller in Biloxi, Mississippi.
And you're listening to NPR News. President Obama is sparring with Republicans over energy issues. The president says when it comes to energy, the nation needs to look at multiple solutions.
We can't just drill our way to lower gas prices. Not when we consume 20% of the world's oil.
Speaking in his weekly address, Mr. Obama accused Republicans of using a bumper sticker approach to solving the nation's energy problems. Speaking for the GOP, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple said the government needs to take a more hands-off approach.
The federal government is unnecessarily adding to the cost of living and the cost of doing business in America.
Dalrymple says the administration is blocking projects such as the controversial Keystone Pipeline that would allow greater energy production. Longtime Major League Baseball umpire Harry Wendelstedt has died. He was 73. Wendelstedt worked five World Series. His career as a National League umpire lasted from 1966 to 1998. NPR's Tom Goldman reports Wendelstedt was involved in one of baseball's most controversial calls.
It was a game in 1968, and L.A. Dodgers pitcher Don Drysdale was trying to throw a fifth straight shutout and set a record for scoreless innings pitched. The bases were loaded and Drysdale hit the batter, meaning a run should have scored, ending the streak. But Harry Wendelstedt, the home plate umpire, ruled the batter didn't try to get out of the way of the pitch, so the batter stayed at the plate, ended up flying out, and Drysdale's record would stand for 20 years. Despite that incident, Wendelstedt was considered a fair and honest umpire. Former catcher Jim Campana says if Wendelstedt missed a pitch, he'd tell you. Wendelstedt's son, Hunter, a current Major League umpire, says no one loved the game of baseball and respected it more than his dad. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
This is NPR.